in. Okay, let's begin. Let's discuss Pesach Sheni. Okay, we're gonna pose a question to our Gabbai. Our Gabbai, the Gabbai of Klal Yisrael. Baruch, Pesach Sheni is on Friday. Pesach Sheni, I have no doubt that we're not, we're going to pose a challenge to the Gabbai of Klal Yisrael. Shu, you hear that? He's watching over there, that camera. Question is, Friday is Pesach Sheni, so I have no doubt that in Pesach Sheni Shachris, we are not going to say Tachnon. Right? Pesach Sheni, you're not going to say Shachris. Pesach Sheni Shachris. Mincha, you're anyway not going to say Tachnon because Erev Shabbos. Right? Am I saying anything wrong now? My question is, here's the question. Quiet. Thursday afternoon. What is the Gabbai Paskin? Here we go. Before I said, let's build this up. Let's dramatize this. What do you say? Let's say Tu B'Av. The Mincha before Tu B'Av. What? Whatever. Let's the Gabbai. This is the authority here. What is the Gabbai Paskin? The Mincha before Tu B'Av. Okay, but did you hear what he said? You don't say Lo Hayu Yamim Tovim Li Yisrael. So what was Tuba of? Stop chopping wood. Okay? They don't korbanos. They went out to dance. They had a singles event. A singles event. They went out to dance. And they went out to dance. What? They wouldn't allow it? They wouldn't allow it? Okay, whatever. They have a singles event. And they had a dance. And they stopped chopping wood. It was a yom tif. But it wasn't. It wasn't halachic yom tif. It doesn't say this anywhere in the Torah. That is a yom tif called Tu B'Av. Nowhere. Right? There's no special korbanos unless you want to say they bore. You know, with no for the carbon seaver. And yet the Gabbai has paskin. Not only do you not say tachanun on that day itself on Tu B'Av, you don't even say tachanun the mincha before that day. Haloi davar. Okay, let's talk about Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's not a good question. That's not fair. No, all the Yom Tovim. What?
Every rule has exceptions.
Okay. Erev Rosh, before we get to, don't talk about Pesach Sheni yet. Let's first talk about Erev Rosh Hashanah.
So the rule of thumb is, when they don't say Tachnun, the day before by Mincha, I can't talk.
The day that you don't say Tachnun, the day before by Mincha,
don't say
Tachnun. Okay.
Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur.
Okay. Okay. So, let's discuss Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are three. Those who did not hear, the rule of thumb is, on a day that you do not say Tachanun, the Mincha before, just the Mincha before. There are three exceptions. Now, why is Erev Yom? There are three exceptions. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachnun? You don't say Tachnun. Why don't we say Tachnun? Because Erev Rosh Hashanah is Erev Rosh Hashanah. You're not saying Tachnun it's not a day, a Yom Tov itself, Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a Yom Tov. It's Erev Yom Tov. Right, so the only day that's a Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah is not because it itself you don't say Tachnun, it's because it's the Erev. Right? So it's not really an exception. You know what I'm trying to say?
They don't say the Mincha before is the exception to the rule. You say Tachnun by Mincha, let's say this year, it's on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's on Sunday. Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday.
Okay.
So.
Tzidkascha.
You're going to say it.
Right, why not? Why wouldn't you want to say it?
Let's say Tu B'Av was
okay.
Was on Sunday.
Okay, so you don't say. Yeah, but there's a very simple difference. Tu B'Av is the holiday.
Yeah, but
Erev Rosh Hashanah is not a holiday.
One of the reasons why you say Tachnun is because you're saying Tachnun by Slichas.
Okay, that's Slichus there. Slichus is a...
So I'm saying this would be, look very funny. Not that you don't say Tachnun.
Okay, but this the Tach, but you don't say it by davening. You don't say Tachnun by the Tefillah of Erev Rosh
Hashanah.
Okay, all right. Let's put aside Erev Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Let's talk about another interesting day, Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not a real holiday. I mean, what's Lag BaOmer?
So it's brought down the idol basically, so let's brought down the sorrow.
Yeah.
If you say
on the day before, yeah. By Mincha.
Yeah,
it used to be in the previous generation. In this generation, it's a dead issue. No one's going to say Tachnun the day before.
That's the way I was taught, like, years ago.
Yeah.
And then they look at the
Sarm,
but not like that. It's not like that.
Lag BaOmer. What? Lag BaOmer? Erev Lag
BaOmer? It says that, for example, if you don't say Tachnun, Erev Lag BaOmer, if you don't say Tachnun, you're not taking Echo at night, you're not taking Echo.
If you don't say Tachnun, then you can take a haircut at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you do say Tachnun.
And you can't take until the morning. Okay, interesting. I hear. There's more. Okay. Generally, today, it's really a machlaikis, but when it comes to Lag BaOmer, the minhag, the very common, popular minhag today, where in our communities, is not to say Tachnun Erev Lag BaOmer. Years ago, maybe some did say, there's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis, but today it's very, very common not to say Tachnun Erev Lag BaOmer. Now, what is Lag BaOmer, by the way? Is it a holiday? Where does it say anything about Lag BaOmer? It's in Shulchan Aruch, okay? A tough tzadi base, right? It's there, but it's a modern holiday. I mean, Lag BaOmer is not in the Torah. It's a more Kabbalistic holiday. Rashbi, the Talmud Rabbi Akiva did not die on this day, 33 days, whatever it is. This is a newcomer. This is a holiday that is not biblical. It's not anywhere in the Torah. It's a more Kabbalistic holiday. And yet, the Lag BaOmer today is treated, it is a Yom Tov. It is a day on the calendar that is a holy day. It's a holy day. And therefore, not only do we not say Tachnun Lag BaOmer, we do not say Tachnun Erev Lag BaOmer. We mentioned before, what was the one I said before, Lag BaOmer? Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov. What kind of Yom Tov is it? It's in the Gemara. It is in the Gemara, but it's not like a holiday that you don't do Malacha. When it says that it's a Yom Tov, it's more of a time to reflect. It's not really, has no real halachic nafkaminis that I'm aware of in a significant way, but it's a holy day. It's a holy day. We don't say Tachnun that day, and the Meila, you don't say Tachnun the Mincha before. Yet, any other days like this that I left out? Tu B'Shvat. Oh, excellent. Tu B'Shvat. So we don't say Tachnun the day before. Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat. Also, what's Tu B'Shvat? Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. And therefore what? Nothing. If you don't want to eat Boxer, don't eat Boxer. Therefore what? Okay, it's a holy day. You don't say Tachnun that day. You don't say Tachnun the day before. Any other days? You think anything else? There may be some other days. I don't know. Okay, so we have already three really, really good examples. Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, and Lag BaOmer. These are days.
Also, if you're referring to the mincha before, if you're referring to Chanukah,
right? So yeah, those are real Yom Tovim. Fine.
Say if you're referring to,
okay, so you want to talk about obviously Chanukah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh. All right, very good. So we have Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. All of these are holy days. And we don't say Tachnun the day before, including Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av and Lag BaOmer. So you would think that a holiday called Pesach Sheni, which is biblical, it's in the Torah, and there are people that need this day. If they don't bring a Korban Pesach on this day, they're Chayev Koris. And this is a halacha, there's an enormous amount of halacha and lomdus about Pesach Sheni, and like one of the basic yesodos, really the machlokes with Shonim is, there, why didn't a person bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon and Chodesh Nisan. Why didn't you bring? So there can be many, many reasons. A person just, let's say he was sick. I was in the hospital. I couldn't get out. They didn't. I was in prison. Chas v'shalom. A person was incapacitated. If a person was an oines on the first Pesach, you have a duty to bring Pesach, a carbon on Pesach Sheni. If you don't bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni, Zechiv Kars. Scary stuff. Pesach Rishon, if a person deliberately decides not to bring a carbon Pesach Rishon, he's healthy, he's fine, he makes a conscious decision, I'm not bringing a carbon Pesach, he is Chayiv Kares. Let's say a person was incapacitated on Pesach Rishon because he was sick, he was in a prison, or because whatever the situation was, not referring to Tumah and being at distance, but he couldn't be there, then he has an obligation to bring Pesach Sheni, and if he does not bring Pesach Sheni, according to many Rishonim, I think the Rambam, he is Chayiv Kores. However, let's say the reason why he did not bring a Karban Pesach on Nisan is because of one of two reasons. He was Tamei, or he was Bederech Rechoika. He was just physically distant from Eretz Yisrael. Then he is exempt. It's a different type of exemption. It's a pella, this whole halacha. If the reason why a person did not bring Karban Pesach is because he was distant or because he was Tamei, he's Be'etzem Potter from a Karban Pesach. He has a choice now, a voluntary choice to bring the Pesach Sheni. If he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he's not Chayiv Kares. The Chayiv Kares is interesting that the people who are Tameim and Rechoikim, who don't bring the Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni, they are not Chayiv Kares, but someone that was an onus and now does not bring the, you think just the opposite. The Imam Shikda the opposite, but that's not what it says. Then it's more severe. So it's a very complicated day for who exactly is Chayiv, who's not Chayiv, but it's in the Torah, it's a biblical holiday, so you would expect that if it's a biblical holiday, then the day before this day, we should not say Tachanun. And yet, it's a machloikis. You can't say that it's a fact. You know, don't make a fight about this in shul. It is a machloikis, a poiskim, but many poiskim do hold that the mincha before Pesach Sheni, you do recite Tachanun. Ma nishtana hayoyim hazem mikol hayonim. Why is Pesach Sheni different, second class citizen, compared to the other holy days, even Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, and Lag BaOmer, where the custom is simply not to say Tachanun the day before? And the answer is very simple. What? It could be there are. Today, you're not going to find a shul, not in this neighborhood, but you...
I'm 35 years old,
Wien. Yeah, and they said Tachanun. Do they say Tachanun today in Wien?
They
changed the Nusach. They changed the whole Nusach altogether. Today, you're not going to find a shul. Right, the whole Pesach Sheni is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, period. The whole Sugya Pesach Sheni is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, period. Garnished, zero. Pella, right? Lag BaOmer is in Shulchan Aruch, Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av is in Shulchan Aruch. But it's not mentioned, the Mechaber did not mention Pesach Sheni. What are you talking about? It's a biblical holiday. La Manigara, we lane it on Pesach. Pesach, we lane the parasha on the second day Chalamoid, the second, the third day Chalamoid, fourth day Chalamoid, we lane, and even like in a year like this year, don't we lane no matter what? I've got the rules. This, and even if you, this is the whole complicated sequence of what happens if Shabbos Chalamoid. No, but let's say you miss another day, so then how do you do the lanings? The lanings are another time, I'm getting confused. But in any event, this is a Pella. How come we don't lane? There are many, you're definitely correct, Rav Heshi, that there's definitely a minhagim that you do recite Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. However, today in our communities, you're not going to find this. No one's going to be saying Tachanun today, at least in this local area, in this little part of the world, on Pesach Sheni. But Erev Pesach Sheni, by Mincha, you will find different minhagim. Those who don't know what they're doing will probably say it. I shouldn't, that's not nice to say. And but there are many shuls that know you Erev Pesach Sheni, you do say Tachanun. Why? It's very simple. The reason now, all of the days that we've mentioned, it's important to appreciate the point of it. All the days that we've mentioned, there is a sanctity in the day itself. And we spoke about this last week when we compared the laws of Sfira, the laws of Avelus during Sfira, and the laws of Avelus during the Bein HaMitzarim. And we said a Yisoid, there's a fundamental difference between these two periods of time. It seems the same. We don't take haircuts. We don't make weddings. Okay, that's really the only thing, those two things. Anything, but what's the difference? So we explained, during the Bein HaMitzarim, they are days of Puranas. In the DNA of the day, there is damage. There is a Churban in the day itself. They are Yemei Puranas. The day itself carries weight. During Sfira, there is absolutely no defect in the day. The day is a beautiful day. It is the shleimus. It is the full koyach of any day. There's no halacha that if you have a din Torah, you have a mishpat with a Gentile, that you should not go to court. There's nothing wrong. There's no bad mazel during Sefira. No such thing. However, there's avelus. We happen to go on these days, observe the avelus of the 24,000 Talmid Rabbi Akiva. You want to talk about the Crusades? Some will tell you that it became a meaning also to focus on the Churban of the First Crusade as well. We're observing Avelus, but there's nothing fundamentally wrong or deficient or harmful in the day itself. The Bein HaMitzarim, the day is problematic. The day are Yemei Puranas. That's why the Bein HaMitzarim are much more chomor, especially the 9 days, has a very significant chumras, which you can't just get out of easily. Whereas the Sfira, just Avelus. It's a good tekufa. It's a happy tekufa. We just observe Avelus and Nusa. If you have an excuse why you can't do the Avelus, you can find an excuse to be makel. It's very easy to find an excuse to be makel during the Avelus of the Sfira. Take that Yisoid and apply it to everything that we have just said. When it comes to Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, what do we say? Tu B'Av, Lag B'Omer. The day itself is sacred. Lag B'Omer, in the DNA of Zman, bring in Albert Einstein and we'll explain that time has substance, has matter. The day is sacred. It's a Dover, it's a Heftza. It's Kodosh. Lag B'Omer is a holy day, whether it's rabbinic, whether it's not rabbinic, whatever it is. But the day is observed as a holy day. Tu B'Shvat is a holy day. Tu B'Av is a holy day. Chanukah and Purim, I don't need to tell you these are holy days. And all the Mo'adim are holy days. The day is sacred. Memela, it radiates. There's radiation. You can't just start and end holiness. The day is sacred, it radiates. And the radiation goes backwards to the day before, at least from Chatzos. Memela, you're entering into the radiation area, the zone of sacredness, you don't say Tachanun. Pesach Sheni, now, there are two ways you can look at it. You can say the day is not holy altogether. Okay, that's an extreme thing to say, and maybe we should say that. It's not holy. And even if you want to say it's holy, the holiness is limited. Why? Because what is Pesach Sheni about? It's about bringing a replacement or a I don't know what the right word is. It's you bring what you're deficient. It's a makeup. It's a makeup for Pesach Rishon, and we do it a month later, 30 days later, exactly the way we did it Erev Pesach. How do we do Erev Pesach? The carbon is slaughtered after Chatzos. So the if you want to say that there is sanctity, it's not in the day. The sanctity begins midday. There is no sanctity of Pesach Sheni on the 14th day of Iyar until 12 o'clock or until 1 o'clock, whenever Chatzos is. That is when you are now eligible to be makriv the Korban Pesach. And until that moment of time, there is no sanctity. Now, even if there will, you know, now when I say sanctity, does that mean the day itself has sanctity? Okay, maybe yes. But that sanctity is sliced, only starts Chatzos. Or maybe you can say there's no such thing as having a half a day of sanctity. And then it would mean it's not even sacred. The day is not even sacred. This happens to be, on this day you bring a carbon. And when you bring a carbon, that's a conflict with saying Tachanun. So now, whatever it is, whether you want to say that there's real sanctity, but that real sanctity does not start until 12 o'clock. And if you want to say there's no sanctity, so certainly the moment of bringing the carbon is only at 12 o'clock. Okay, so then you're not going to say Tachanun. What about radiation? What about its glow? It has to be, if there's going to be sanctity at 12 o'clock, you know, it radiates. It doesn't radiate backwards more than a half a day. Just like when it comes to Lag BaOmer, and when it comes to Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, everyone agrees that Shachar is on the day before you do say Tachanun, because the glow of the holiness of the day does not go back 24 hours. It only goes back at most 12 hours. So Shachar is the day before Lag BaOmer, and Shachar is on Tu B'Av, and Shachar is on Tu B'Shvat, you do say. So if the sanctity of Pesach Sheni begins with Chatzos, so the most you can go back is to the night before. Night before it's not no gale. We anyway don't say Tachanun. Anyway, there's no Tachanun at night. So you want to go back another 12 hours to Chatzos? You can't do that. Memela, that is why Erev Pesach Sheni, you do say Tachanun, because the sanctity, or if it's not going to be the sanctity of the day, or the item of the day which causes you not to say Tachanun, first begins at 12 o'clock. It begins at 12 o'clock. Memela, the most you can go back is 12 hours, and that's going to take you to Laila. It's not going to take you to the Mincha before, and therefore, according to many Poskim, the proper thing to do is to recite Tachanun on Thursday afternoon. Don't make a fight about this. If they go to shul, they don't say Tachanun. Just be quiet. Big deal. So you don't say Tachanun. Because there are Poskim that Taka say you should not say Tachanun, especially Chassidish Poskim. And they go so to town, know what they say? Not only do you not say Tachanun Erev Pesach Sheni, you don't say Tachanun for the next 7 days. Oh, is it because of Hod, or is it the glow of the Korban Pesach? It's like Pesach Rishon. It's an invisible Pesach. It's another Hod. It's the 7 days in the Old Sri. You have all the different words. Netzach, Hod, Gevura, Teferes, Malchus. It's the week of Hoid. The week of Hoid, you do not. That's another time of Hoid. Okay, that is just a little bit of a halachic inyan. Let's do something else. Let's go a little more of Divrei Agada. More of Divrei Agada. Some new things, at least new to me, in this understanding the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What comes out after analyzing this, I saw this idea, it's not exactly what it says in the Sefer, the Avnei Shoyam. He discussed a lot of the halachic inyanim about the difference between, there are many halachic differences between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni. For example, you don't have to recite Halel on Pesach Sheni. And on Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to have in your possession chometz. And I don't remember, there are a lot of differences, a lot of halachic differences. But when you read the Pesach, now what do you do when you bring a Pesach Sheni? You pretty much do the same thing you did by Pesach Rishon. Matzah, Moror, and Pesach. And in fact, Koirech on Pesach, when we say Zecher LeMikdash, Kach Osa Hillel B'Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYekayim, HaYekoirech, Petza, Matzah, Moror, V'Oichlam B'Yachad, L'Kayim HaShenemar, Al matzos umirorim yochlu. What is interesting is that pasuk is not written by Pesach Rishon. That pasuk is written by Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni. So we're doing something on the night of Pesach Zeich, the way it was done bizman shabes hamikdash yekayim, and yet the pasuk we quote is a pasuk from Pesach Sheni. And that really touches upon a very major issue. The Torah, when it describes Pesach Rishon, it de-emphasizes, okay, it de-emphasizes very much the matzah and the maror. When it comes to eating the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, let's actually go look at the Pasuk, it doesn't say beferish that you eat it together. Halacha l'maaseh, you do eat it together, but it's not, it's written in a very, it's presented, let me read the Pasuk, in Parashas Bo, okay, Achoydesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim, Mishchu kuchulochem tzoyim v'shachatu ha-Pesach. Okay, let me turn to the page. Here it is. Okay. Okay, then it says, Darbul kodasman yishol be'asol l'chadish hazeh, setamim, v'lochem min adam. Okay, then it goes further. V'kach ha-toichlo, so I'm looking for the Korban Pesach. V'ochlu ha-bosar b'layla ha-esh. Here it is. V'ochlu ha-bosar b'layla ha-zeh. Here it is. V'lochum v'nadu. You'll eat the bosar, the Korban Pesach. Tzli esh u'matzois al mirorim yochluhu. You will eat the bosar on this night. Tzli esh u'matzois al mirorim yochluhu. Okay, let's keep that pasuk in our memory. When we turn now to Bamidbar Perek Tes, Parshas Bahaloscha, the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. Vayu Anoshim Asher Tumeim LeNefesh Adam. Okay, they come to Moshe LaManigara. Daber Bnei Yisrael LeLeim or Ish Ish Asher Yitam LeNefesh. Fine, we'll go further. Lo Yashuv Nar Boiker. And it says here, Lo yashiru mimenu b'chodesh hasheni b'arba'o oso yom bein arba'im yasu oso al matzois u'mirorim yochlu. So here it says the words, we're describing over here, there are two psukim, each one is describing eating the Pesach together with matzah u'maror. Pesach sheni, it says, al matzos, eat the Korban Pesach. It doesn't even say to eat. That's the point. It says b'chodesh hasheni b'arba oso yom bein harbaim ya'asu oso. You shall do it. What does doing it mean? The shechita and the zrikas hadam al matzois u'mirorim yochluhu. You shall eat it together with matzah and moror. Rashi. Pasuk Yud Aleph, there is no Rashi. Okay, go back to Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo. Kiyim Tzliyesh. Al Tochlu Mimenu No. No, let's go back. Pasuk Ches. This is in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. V'ochlu es habosor balayla. Eat it. Tzliyesh, I'm telling you how to eat it. Umatzois, so you eat with tzliyesh, and umatzois with matzos, al mirorim yochluhu. The word yochluhu, what is the subject, the word yochluhu? It's going back on, obviously, on the carbon. Let me see Rashi. Rashi says, as a boss of Eloi, gidim v'atzamais, Al mirorim kol esav manik marvit sivam lechol moror zechel limoris chayehem. Okay, so it says over here, the difference is the emphasis. It's a delicate point, but this is a lot of the farshim, they dwell upon this, the emphasis. The emphasis is, let's go back again to Pesach Sheni. B'chodesh, I'll read the whole parasha just to show that I'm not making anything up over here. Darbo b'nei sholeim av ish ish ki yet hamil nevesh oy v'derech ha-choyke lechem oy lidoy roisechem v'yos lefesach la-shem. B'chodesh ha-sheni, b'arbo osayon b'en ho-arbayim Ya'asu oisoi. You shall do it. Do it. Do what? Offer the sacrifice. Shecht it. Do zrika sada. Shchita kabbalah elocha zrika. And then it says, al matzos umirorim, together with matzos and moror yocheluhu, you shall eat it. It doesn't even directly say to eat the Korban Pesach. It doesn't say. It only says eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah u'morah. Whereas in Parshas Bo, in describing the real Korban Pesach, the Torah tells you how to eat it. The ochlu es habosar, eat it. I'm not just telling you to do it. It says v'hoyel lechem, it says to slaughter it. Go, you shall take him. Yimata bayis yos misev lokachu shchenoi setomim v'hoyel lechem lemeshmeres v'shochatu also. Slaughter it. Kol kahal adas yisrael ben arboim. Take from the blood. Put the blood on the mezuzah of the mashkoif. Al habotim asher yochlu also b'rem. Put the blood on the bayis where you're going to eat it. So it says eat it. Where are you going to eat it? And when it says put the blood on the bayis where you're going to eat it, it's not discussing matzah umara, where you're going to eat the Korban Pesach. And then it tells you how to eat it. V'yachlu es habosor b'layla hazet tzli'esh. Again, eat it. And then it says, by the way, umatzois al mirorim yochlu. When you eat your Korban Pesach, eat it together with matzah and morar. What is the ikur? What is the tafel? If you read the pasuk very carefully, Pesach Rishon, the ikur is the Korban Pesach, and the matzah and the morar accompany it. Pesach Sheni, the ikur is eat matzah and morar, and the Korban Pesach should accompany the matzah and the morar. That's what comes out. That's what comes out. Because the Torah does not make any mention of eating the Korban Pesach by Pesach Sheni. It only says eat the Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the morah, which makes it sound like Pesach Sheni, you know what, I'm going to give you matzah and morah. And you know what, by the way, eat your Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the morah. Pesach Rishon, it tells you eat Pesach. Eat the Korban Pesach. And by the way, when you eat the Korban Pesach, eat it together with matzah and morah. It's a delicate point, but it's a significant point. Pesach Rishon, the focus is the Korban Pesach. Matzah and Morar, don't give it too much attention. Pesach Sheni, the Iker is, the Iker of Pesach Sheni is the Matzah and the Morar, and you happen to eat the Korban Pesach together with the Matzah and the Morar. Why is that so? And in fact, ad kedei kach, I didn't prepare the details of these halachin afkaminas, but there is a different emphasis. Why is that so? So let's explain. Call me when it comes to the Pesach Seder. We say call me shloy Omar shloy shud v'ramil b'Pesach lo yotza yidei chayvasei v'eluhein Pesach Matzah Morar. And there are a lot of things to be said about that. And one of the things that is discussed is the Seder. If you're having an order of Pesach, Matzah, Morah, no, the whole Pesach Seder is about order. Seder, order. What came first? First was Vayimoru es chayim avoyde kosha. And then they fed us Matzah. And then was Pesach, which represents the Geula, the redemption. So don't you think on the night of the holy night of Pesach, when everything was all about Seder, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachsa, when everything is about order, wouldn't you think that Kol Mishloi Omar Shloisha Dvarim Elu Lo Yotze Yidei Chayvasa, the order should be Moror, Matzah, Pesach, or maybe you want to go say Matzah, Moror, or Pesach? Why is Pesach the first item on the list? That's not the correct order. So the answer is, it's true, chronologically, there was a difference. But what is the focus of tonight? The focus of the night of Pesach is the redemption. Pesach represents Geula. Matzah and Maror. Maror certainly represents the bitterness. Matzah is a little bit more complex. Because mitzad echad matzah is the lechem oini, as it says in the Torah. There's also an element of at shehigle aleihem melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu uga olam. But you can't deny that the Torah says lechem oini. The Torah calls it lechem oini. The matzah is a transition. Moror is pure evil. It's the tsar. Pesach is the pure geula. Moror, but matzah is in between. Matzah has two elements. It's lechem oini. It's bread of a slave. But matzah is also at shehigle aleihem melech malchem lachem hakadosh baruch hu uga olam. But we're going to put for now matzah in the category of morar. Pesach Rishon, you did it the way you're supposed to do it. You have reached the day of the 14th day of Nisan. You showed up in the Beis HaMikdash. You're tohar, you're pure, and you bring the Korban Pesach. And you're celebrating the Yom Tov. And the celebration includes three parts. Kol mishloi amar Pesach lo yotzei dechayvasei. Pesach matzamar. For you, congratulations. You're a good person. You're doing it the way it's supposed to be. The ikar, avoida of the night is the good stuff. The matzah and the morar, that's not the ikar. That's not the ikar. It's not, even though there's a mitzvah derives to eat matzah. Yet when it comes to Korban Pesach, the Torah says, eat the Pesach. Eat the Pesach. And eat it together with matzah and morar. Pesach Sheni, a person will make a mistake and think, so you know what? I have a scheduling conflict. I want to go on vacation. Okay, I want to go on vacation. And my vacation conflicts with Pesach. So what would you do? You know, this vacation is the one chance in a lifetime. I'll go on my vacation. I'll make it up. I'll bring Pesach Sheni. A person, you know, if you really wanted to be there for Pesach Rishon, you would have been there. Why wouldn't you there? Because in the back of your mind, you know, there's always a second chance. So a person can make a very simple mistake and say, it's just as good. The makeup exam is even better than the original exam. The original exam, I have the answers. So the makeup exam, the teacher's going to go give you an old test, which we have the copy, we know the answers to. The makeup is just as good. The Torah comes along and says something that is very, very powerful. It's not as good. Don't ever dare fool yourself and think the makeup exam is equivalent to the original exam. The highest grade you get on a makeup exam is a B+. You take the exam on time, in the right time, in the right place, you have potential to receive an A+. You want to go make cheshbonos and work things out that you can't take the exam, be'itay uvizmano, and you'll rely upon the makeup exam? Okay, that's fine. You'll pass the course. There's no chiyuv karis, but you should know the highest grade you can get on the makeup exam is a B+. And that's exactly what the Torah is demonstrating by telling you. There are three things. Kol mi shloi omar shloisha dvarim elu ba Pesach lo yotzei dechavasai. Pesach matzah morar. Pesach al shumo. Al shum shepasach Hashem al batev v'nei yishol b'mitzrayim b'nei kvayt Hashem v'itzim t'inu t'zil. Redemption, geula redemption. Just when you thought the noise went away, right? Oh yeah, okay, very good, okay. So Pesach. So there are three. There are three. Pesach matzah. Pesach is geula. Pesach is geula. What is morar? Oh, morar is bad news. What is matzah? Matzah is complex. We say in the Haggadah, we focus on the geula of shlohisvik b'tzeik melachmas. But you cannot deny the fact that matzah is the lechem oini. It's poor man's bread. It reflects upon the tsar, the pain of the pain. What's the ikar? On the night of Pesach. Well, look at the Seder. Pesach matzah morar. Now, I can't tell you what you do on Pesach Sheni, but I suspect, I can't prove this to you, this is a vilda thing to say, is that if there is a Haggadah for Pesach Sheni, for those who have not recited, for those that are making a Pesach Seder Haggadah, if you can find a copy in the library of the Haggadah that is recited on Pesach Sheni, when you come to Rabbi Yossi Omer, call me Shleimah Shloisha Dvarim Elu Pesach Lo Yot Dechay Vaso. You know what it says in the Pesach Sheni Haggadah? Moror Matzah Pesach. The order is reversed. The focus of the Pesach Sheni is the Moror and the Matzah, which you happen to eat together with the Karban Pesach. Because that's what it says in the Pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk, eat the Karban Pesach by itself, together with something else. All it says about the Karban Pesach by Pesach Sheni is to do it. To do it. Do it means slaughter it, Kabbalah Saddam, Hilacha, and Zrika. And then when it talks about eating, it says, Al matzois umirorim yochlu, with the matzah and the maror. The matzah is the ikar, the maror, with the matzah. You shachted it? Good for you. You need to bring a carbon? You brought your sacrifice. You brought the sacrifice. The achila? The achlu oisa masher kupar bohem. You want to gain some benefit from the carbon? You brought the sacrifice. Whoopee-doo. Good for you. You brought your carbon. You get credit. There's no chiyuv karis. You want to internalize the carbon Pesach? Al matzois umirorim yochlu. Ah, today, don't focus on the eating of the carbon Pesach. You shechted it. Good for you. You shechted it. You were makrevit. You got the rotzoi in the fnei Hashem. The matzah is the ikor. The moror is the ikor. With the matzah and the moror, you can eat it also. So when you say the Haggadah, the nusach of the Haggadah is, kol mishlei amah shloisha dvar mil Pesach layotzei chavosav yeluhain, moror matzah upesach. Pesach Rishon, eat the carbon Pesach. Eat it, Sliesh. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. And eat it together with these two other things. Right, if you don't have a carbon, you still can eat the matzah tomorrow. Right, that's for sure. You need all three there to be together. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, it says, al matzais umirorim yochluhu. So if they all go together. No one is denying that you have to have all three, but the wording, it's a very delicate nuance. I'm not saying this on my own. I have a lot of backup over here who says this. Is that the nuance is the thrust, the focus, the ikar is on Pesach Sheni, the matzah and the maror, and the Pesach is second fiddle. The only ikar of the Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni is the hakrovas haPesach. It's a korban. We forget about it. We think that Pesach is dinner. We forget about that. We forget that it's a korban. We think, an oila is a korban. A shlam is a korban. A chatos is a korban. A toid is a... Pesach, it's dinner. Yeah, the only way you have a good dinner is you have to do a shchita and a zrika. We forget that's a terrible thing to think. But unfortunately, that's how we think about it. We think it's just food. It's dinner. It's sliesh. No, it's a korban. It's a carbon. A carbon, carbon oil, you eat nothing. A carbon chatos, you eat nothing. It all goes to the kohanim, not to the ba'olim. It's a carbon, we don't even look at the eating of the carbon. The kohanim eat the carbonis. Okay, kachem kalim, we eat the carbonis. No, it's a carbon. You need to bring a carbon. The Torah totally de-emphasizes the achila of the carbon Pesach. Oh, you didn't bring carbon Pesach Rishon, you're in a lot of trouble. This is a chiyuv karis, this is a serious business, so bring Pesach Sheni. Okay, you brought the carbon. No, what do you do with the basar? All right, eat it. But that's not the main. Eat it together with the matzah and the maror. That's the ikar. You need all three together. Of course you need all three together. Pesach Rishon, eat it. Eat it. Tzliesh. Eat the Karban Pesach. And by the way, when you eat it, make a sandwich. Eat a sandwich. So I'm trying to add that the Torah is rubbing it into you. The Torah is rubbing it into you. I gave you a Yom Tova Pesach. And the Pesach, there are two parts. There's this maschil dignus u'mesayim b'shach. There's tzar and there is joy. The joy is the ikar. The joy is so great, all of the tzar just disappears. It dissipates. It just evaporates. The joy is so great of Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. U'pasach Hashem ala Pesach. This is the Ikar. And no, you know, you have to also, there's the matzah and the maror. It's all, it only focuses on the good of the matzah. Pesach Sheni, the most you can get for Pesach Sheni is a B+. You did not consider my Korban Pesach to be important enough for you to show up on time, and you came out of your Tameh or your Rochik, all right, you get a second chance, but it's not the same. It's not the same for you. You know what the focus is going to be? The focus is the bitterness of the Golos. The bitterness, Hashem redeemed us. That's right, there's a Pesach. There's a redemption, but the damage is there. The collateral damage of Vayimoru es chayehem, the lechem oini, it's there. With his redemption, we're celebrating. We're not going to say tachnon, the celebration, Pesach. Yeah, but tell me, did the celebration of Pesach take away the scars of Vayimoru es chayehem and the lechem oini? It didn't take it away. Good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Some rabbis that
say they do. I guess, you know, this, right, you're saying basically it's zechel. Matzah is obviously something very special. There's a chiv chometz and matzah. It's zechel l'mikdash. It's basically, that's what the mafarshim says, zechel l'mikdash. You know, you don't get carried away. How far are you going to get carried away in, you're saying that some rabbis do eat mar. I don't know why.
What about if you have
it's
not the
ballot,
it doesn't have a bris?
Yeah. By Pesach Sheni? No. You have to have a bris mila. A Pesach Sheni also be mil is ma'akev.
So if you leave, if you have a circumcised...
Same thing.
You can't eat, the whole family can't.
You can't even bring it. You're not allowed to be ma'akev the carbon.
Everyone waits till Pesach Sheni and they give the bris in between?
Could be.
Is that Nichol? It doesn't say the fresh, it would say the two things?
No, so that's called an oinus. There are many reasons why a person will not bring a carbon Pesach. We're saying it's very important. The Rambam discussed, all the Rishonim discussed this, is that the Pasuk says very clearly there are many reasons why a person did not bring the Pesach Rishon. He was sick. He was in prison. Or in your example, he didn't have a bris mila. He forgot. He woke up late.
He's
tame. No, that's trying to say over here. There's also he's tame or he's bederech rechoika. There's a many nafkaminis halacha lemaisa. The Torah delineates specifically tuma and derech rechoika from all other possible excuses as to why one did not bring a carbon Pesach. And we said before that if a person did not bring carbon Pesach because he was an oines for any other reason, if he does not bring the Pesach Shen, it's much more serious, zechi of karis. But if a person did not bring the carbon Pesach because he was tame or rochoik, he's exempt. And when he brings it on Pesach Sheni, it's midin lama nigora. If he fails to bring it on Pesach Sheni, there is no chi of karis. It's a little bizarre, right? It sounds counterintuitive to say that, because you would say that the whole
if someone is going to miss Pesach and he doesn't want to be karis because he quickly buys a bit, does that circumcise?
You're looking to find excuses. Yeah. That's not a mahalik. That's a very dangerous game to play. Hashem knows what a person's machshava. I believe this is a very important yisoid in Pesach Sheni. To pay close attention to the way the Torah, to recap, the way the Torah describes, all three things must be eaten together. And now this also opens up a whole new understanding of why do we recite, this is a big topic in all the Haggadahs, why when we say Zechel L'Midrash do we quote the Pasuk? Do we quote the Pasuk for Pesach Sheni and we do not quote the Pasuk for Pesach Rishon? And the answer is, this really answers spot on, this Mahalik, is because when you're doing Zecher L'Mikdash, it means right now we're in Golos. And when we're in Golos, right now the scars of the matzah and the maror are right in front of us. See, we cannot do korech because we don't have a korban pesach. So we eat matzah. So we want to zecher lemikdash. So that you can do zecher lemikdash pesach rishon or zecher lemikdash pesach sheni. Right now, if it's only zecher lemikdash, that is a massive statement. We are in golus. We are in golus. We are suffering. We don't belong here. We have a lot of problems. So should we focus on the ideal or should we focus on Pesach Sheni? Pesach Rishon is the A plus and Pesach Sheni is the B plus. The most you can get is the B plus. Why? Because you're late. You're late. And when you're late, we're not going to let you, the order of Pesach Sheni is Moror Matzah Pesach. The order of Pesach Rishon is Pesach Matzah Mor. And the Nafkamina is, what is the Iker and what gets drowned? Everything in life is always an Iker and a Tuffel. That's the way we live in this world. You can't have everything at the same time. Ein Shnei Melachim Meshamshim Mekesar Echad. What's the Iker, what's a Tuffel? Pesach represents glory, joy, utopia. It represents the spitz. Everything is wonderful. And matzah and maror, this is the tzar, the pain. Now, we have them both. Pesach Rishon, the simcha, the joy of the geula, drowns out the matzah and the maror. Pesach Sheni, it's the other way around. The scars of golus overshadow the joy of geula. If you're sitting by your Pesach Seder and you're saying, Nu, Rachmanu Litzlan, Zeche LeMikdash, Zeche, yeah, it's all nice and fine, we have the Shulchan Aruch, everything is set, the best Kalim, but the bottom line is, Zeche LeMikdash Kehillel, Shefoi Chamos Chel Hagoyim, there's a lot of Avelos on the night of Pesach, there's the egg on the Ka'ara, Tisha B'Av is coming soon, there's a lot of Avelos. It's a very big mix. Every single part of the Seder. There is the joy and there's the tsar. There is the Pesach and then there's the Morar. And Ma'at is somewhere in between. So when you want to say Zeichel Lemikdash, you're going to make believe you're living in Gan Eden and you're going to take the Pasuk from Pesach Rishon. That's not fair. That goes against the grain of what the Zeichel Lemikdash is all about. Zeichel Lemikdash is right now with Bitzar. So you have no choice but to take the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, where there we emphasize Plan B. We emphasize the B plus. It's perfect. Why you would select the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, not the Pesach Rishon? Because there we focus on what's lacking, what the chesaron of what we still need to achieve in order to come to Pesach Rishon. Okay? That is our idea for today. Okay.